Broncos TV starting to get ready for the 2015 NFL Draft with Phil and Andrew. I'm Chris. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us this week. As you've seen already on DenverBroncos.com, starting with running backs. We will rotate positional groups week by week leading up to the draft. This segment, top of the class, have a chance to meet some of the named guys who likely will go on days one and two, Andrew, Phil. But let's start with the fact we're starting with running backs for a reason. Obviously a skill position, but a lot of guys who at the combine said, hey, look, this year could be the year more backs are taken in the first round, at least more than last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting if you look at the evolution of the running back position with regards to the draft. You go back to like 2008, five guys are taken in the first round. But if you look at the last 2 years, not a single running back taken in the top 32. So, you know, if you look at that, you can see around the league guys or teams going toward running back by committee, including the Broncos. Start with Monte Ball, go through Ronnie Hillman, and then an undrafted guy, C.J. Anderson, gets the bulk of the carries down the stretch of the season. So, but this year's class does seem to be pretty special.
Yeah, this year's class, definitely, if you ask them, they think they're special. Top of the class, let's meet them. Andrew, let's start with Indiana's Tevin Coleman. Kind of like Cody Latimer last year, another Hoosier fighting an injury, only did the bench press at the combine. He did say he'll be ready for his pro day. He also said he kind of likes those outside zone runs. Not bad to hear from this Hoosier.
Yeah, and he likes those outside runs, zone runs, because they take advantage of his open field speed. This is a guy who will make linebackers and safeties miss constantly once he gets in the open field. The only concern about him is sometimes he's a little bit too quick. In other words, when he gets the ball, sometimes he doesn't wait for his blocks to develop, and that's where some of his plays get diffused. But if he learns how to wait for plays, just be a bit more patient, he could be a steal for somebody.
Coleman was a worker last year with Indiana's quarterbacks. They got hurt quite a bit. He faced an eight-man box quite a bit, but said that was no problem.
I mean, that made me a better runner when being able to take hits and reading more of the blocking scheme and just running more aggressively.
Next, Miami's Duke Johnson, who admitted it helps when you're running behind Eric Flowers since all the way back to his senior year in high school. Andrew, I think one thing that coaches like to hear is he said, do not blame Al Golden for 6-7. There's a lot of talent on that roster. They didn't win as many games they wanted to. Coaches love to hear, put that on us.
Yeah, and that was something you heard from a lot of Miami guys at the combine, almost an embarrassment over going 6-7, because you saw so many players from the U that were at the combine. Duke Johnson may end up being the best of them as a pro. The only question on him is, at 206 pounds, he's a little bit smaller than a lot of the running backs, so you wonder, is he going to be able to hold up over the course of a season? But with 4.54 speed, he's one of the fastest guys at the combine, very good in the open field, makes very quick cuts, so he's going to fit somebody.
When asked what player in the NFL he runs like, he said LeSean McCoy. And like a lot of players, when they're coming in from college to the pros, when asked what he has to work on, he said, look, clearly it's pass protection.
My pass protection, I think I have the willingness to block, to take one for the quarterback and make sure the quarterback doesn't get touched. I think with the right technique and the right coaching staff and teaching me their way of doing it, I don't think I have a problem doing it.
Next, Nebraska's Amir Abdullah, who frankly loved the opportunity to go play in the Senior Bowl, got an MVP out of it. And I think one thing that stood out is that he says, hey, look, I'm a man of integrity. Again, we go back to what coaches like hearing that. Coaches love hearing that. He also said he ran quite a bit of power and zone at Nebraska, and for a little while had the most career yard or rushing yards in the game record for about a week.
Yeah, he had that record. Then he, you know, Melvin Gordon came in and took it away from him. You know, he got overshadowed a little bit in the Big Ten by Melvin Gordon because they went head-to-head and Gordon had the better day. But at the same time, look at Abdullah's body of work, very impressive. You mentioned his Senior Bowl, outstanding down there, really looked the part of a running back, and I thought really played himself into this top group. Not a great combine. He had a 4.62 time in the 40, but one thing I think teams can look at, he had one of the quickest 10-yard split times at 1.61 seconds if they're looking at measurables, and that really plays into what he does. Very quick, one cut and go, you know, is at the second level faster than almost any other back in this class.
Abdullah admitted while he is ready to make it and play in the NFL, he has not reached his ceiling. He still has tons to learn.
And I haven't maximized my full potential yet. Everyone has their, you know, their potential, you know, height, and I haven't even scratched the ceiling. There's so much for me to learn. I haven't competed on a professional level yet, so I'm in a developmental stage.
Next up, even though he's battling back from an ACL injury, Georgia's Todd Gurley. He said, hey, look, I'm not trying to be the fifth pick or a second-round pick. This guy has the confidence of being a first overall pick. And, Andrew, you think about going back to when he got injured, November, after a four-game suspension. He admitted, he said, look, I have no regrets about coming back and playing football because that's what I love doing. Even though he got hurt, you love hearing that.
And that's, you know, it was important that he showed the willingness to come back like he did before he suffered the ACL injury. Now, I think if we're talking a decade or more ago, an ACL injury would concern teams and maybe keep him out of the first round. I don't think that's going to be the case for Todd Gurley. His rehab is on schedule, and it looks like he's going to be back where he was before. And where he was before is he might have been the top running back in this class. Great burst, great combination of speed, burst, athleticism, really no weaknesses in Todd Gurley.
As Phil touched on at the top of this segment, Gurley also thinks the same. This running back class, yeah, it's deep.
I feel like, you know, this class is definitely deep for the running back position, and we have a lot of talented guys. And, you know, my job is I want to be the number one pick, but, you know, we'll see how everything goes. You know, I'm just trying to get my knee back right and just show to the teams that I can come back healthy.
And finally, we get to Wisconsin's Melvin Gordon, who, Andrew, he said he was thrilled to come back to Wisconsin, not only to become a better running back, but a better football player, and was able to talk about coming just 40 yards short of Barry Sanders' record with a smile. He said, hey, look, to get that close to be number two behind him isn't too bad. He obviously did some things right.
And to get that close against a lot of stacked fronts against him, very impressive as the season went on, and Wisconsin's passing game really gasped and wheezed for the most part. You know, they were seeing a lot of eight-man fronts, and it didn't deter Melvin Gordon one iota. You know, and then he backed it up with a very good combine, 4.5 240. That didn't surprise anybody. There's really only one question about Melvin Gordon. It's his ability to catch passes out of the backfield, because Wisconsin really didn't do as much of that the last couple of years as they did before when Brett Bielema was coaching there. But at the same time, you know, he has such good skills with the football. He's so good in the open field. He's so quick that he has all the tools to be able to be a good pass catcher out of the backfield. And if he has that, there's absolutely no flaw in his game.
Melvin Gordon thinks that the running back position has not been devalued, even though everyone knows the NFL has kind of shifted towards a more passing league.
Teams just going with, you know, with the picks they actually need. You know, I don't know. I don't know the thoughts that's going through their head. Maybe they didn't feel, you know, the running backs the last couple of years were first-round talent. I don't know. Le'Veon Bell and Gio's pretty good. I can't answer that. So we just have to change that this year and show people that we're capable of going first round.
Will the Broncos have the opportunity to even think about picking up one of the top five backs in the class? We'll have to wait and see. But the fact is, you can't have enough good running backs. And you can just look back to last year, several games the Broncos only dressed two, C.J. Anderson and Juwan Thompson, with Monte Ball and Ronnie Hillman both being hurt.
Yeah, well, one thing we've seen is Gary Kubiak definitely knows how to find some of these late-round picks in terms of running backs. We've seen him do it over and over again. Previously with the Broncos a long time ago, and as recently as guys like Arian Foster, and of course, like we talked about earlier, on the roster right now, Juwan Thompson undrafted, C.J. Anderson undrafted, and on the practice squad, a guy like Capri Bibbs undrafted. So you'll never know what the Broncos might be looking at later on in the draft. And of course, we'll hear about some of those sleeper guys from Mace later on in the week.
Yeah, that and potential best fit, that'll come on Thursday, Andrew pointing out who the Broncos could take if they do go after a back here early on in this draft. For Phil, for Andrew, I'm Chris. Thanks so much for watching. This is the front end, as we've touched on, a red carpet rollout of draft lead-up content we'll have on DenverBroncos.com. And again, coming up on Wednesday, take a look at the sleepers.